Derek, I don't think it was ever designed, to be fair, to make the community safer. It was, I think, designed to make the pretrial experience, whether you get out of jail or not, more fair. Because, you know, look at it. If you have someone who is arrested, their bond is set for, you know, let's say $5,000, 10% applies, they need $500 to get out of jail. Well, for most people, that is quite doable. But there are some people that, you know, it might as well be $5 million. They're not going to get out of jail because they can't raise $500. And I get that. The more disadvantaged people that don't have those means now will have the same opportunity to get out of jail. So in that aspect, it will change things. But making the community safer, I don't know how it would do that.
Yeah, it doesn't really affect that too much. It's more on the pretrial aspect.
Yeah, I don't think it'll make it safer, but I do have a concern about people who, you know, you say, or we should say that there are safeguards built into this Pretrial Fairness Act, but I worry about some people not being detained, being released, or cited after a crime, and what effect that'll have on our community. But again, that is yet to be seen.